June 20th. And today? I'm here. Yeah.
Already
it is.
Yeah.
And
time is going by so fast.
It's going by so fast. And it doesn't even seem like summer.
No.
It's been so cool out. I'm here with Mary Shiravloff at the ICF up at the hospital. And I wanted to talk to you about a fog neck today.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in a fog neck.
Yeah.
And were you there until the tidal wave, or what? When did you come to
Kodiak? Yeah, in 64 I was 64. There, when they had the tidal wave.
Uh-huh. And did you come to Kodiak right after that?
Yeah. I've been off and on to Kodiak.
I'm interested in around that time of the tidal wave. What was that like after the tidal wave came and everyone, first of all, you had to save everything you could, I guess, and just, what happened right after that tidal wave?
I wouldn't remember, probably. I just don't remember things.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I am, I forget.
Yeah.
And then it never comes back to me.
Uh-huh.
Awful.
Yeah.
It's awful to be like that.
Well, it happens. You take what you can get, I guess. That's about what you can do. Do you remember, did you ever go to Port Lions, or did you just come to, you went to Port Lions?
Mm-hmm. A nice place.
It's not, you like it there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to come to, did you stay at a fog neck at the old village, or did you come to Kodiak until Port Lyons was built?
When they built Port Lyons, I had to come.
Uh-huh. And did people stay at a fog neck until the new village was ready?
Yeah.
They did. So you could still stay there? There were enough buildings? Do you remember about what age you were at that time, the tidal wave?
I was about pretty old. I was about 30, I guess.
30?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a young woman.
How old are you, 90 now?
I'm 90 now.
You're 90, and that was, gosh, you had to be older than that. Maybe about, let's see, if you're 90 now, and that was in 64, that was 25 years ago, 25 years ago. So 65, does that sound right? Did you have, was your husband still alive at that time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that wave hit your house?
Huh?
Did that tidal wave hit your house?
No.
You tell me if I'm talking too fast or asking too many questions.
Well, I can shut up you if you're talking. No, I like that.
Oh, that's good. Well, I thought it would be, I know how boring it can be to sit alone for so long, but you can ignore me if I'm asking stupid questions.
No.
Did that tidal wave take some of the houses away?
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them? It must have really scared people.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Uh-huh. Did it take houses from Derevnia or from Aleut village, or which part of the village did the houses go away? From that tidal wave.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
don't remember.
Maybe it did.
Uh-huh. Were there some people who wanted to stay there and rebuild the village, or did everybody want to go away?
Well, they all went away.
They all went away?
Yeah.
Nobody, everyone was too scared, they didn't want to stay anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been something to have everything change so quickly. Do you remember how did they decide to go to Port Lions? Did they have some meetings, everyone together?
They did.
Was it just the men, or did ladies have something to say about it too?
We went too, I guess.
You went too. Did you have grandchildren at that time also, in a fog
mill? Yeah, I had grandchildren.
A big family?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had 5 girls and 3 boys.
Oh my goodness.
That shouldn't make a bunch.
Yeah.
They're still good to me, those kids. They sure are nice to me.
That's good. Did all of your family move to Port Lions, or some go to Kodiak?
Some went to Kodiak.
Was that tough to have the family split up like that?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. Seems like that would be really traumatic to have one, just in one day, your lives would really change.
Yeah.
When they moved to Kodiak, did you see them quite a lot still when you were in Port Lions, or was it, must have been very different from living together?
Yeah.
Did they come and visit the new village sometimes, mm-hmm. or you go to Kodiak?
Yeah, they did.
Now, you're originally a Sheraton, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your maiden name?
Maiden name is Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Sergei, that he was my cousin.
Yeah, he lives in Port Lyon still.
He was
very nice. Oh, he's a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
I was there about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking stupid questions again. I was working for Fish and Game and asking questions about wild foods.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about Kalinas, and I had a terrible cold.
Yeah.
And he made me some Kalina. He had some Kalina syrup, and he gave that to me. And he made me try. He had some just plain frozen ones, uncooked
Kalina,
ones.
You mean?
Kalina.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and that was good for my cold.
Yeah.
I like those. And he inspired me last year. I made some Kalina jelly, and boy, that was really good. I never tried that before.
You know, him and his wife both died. He's dead. Sergei.
Is that just recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
didn't
too bad.
Know?
No. I knew when I was there, his wife wasn't there, so I assume she had passed on.
Yeah, she died before.
Uh-huh.
Too bad, huh?
He was such a nice man.
Yeah.
What other cousins or relatives did you have at Afognak?
Hmm?
What other relatives did you have at Afognak?
Sheraton boys.
Uh-huh.
Like Teddy and what?
That was Sergei and his brothers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to go there for lunch?
Oh.
For an hour. And for supper, too.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
A little change of scene?
I told doctor, someone has to watch that so they wouldn't do something different. Oh, no, they won't. They know what to do.
Uh-huh. Well, you keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
So you had quite a few cousins in Afognak.
Yeah.
Sheraton's a big family.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Knaggins.
Are they also
you
your cousins?
Remember Christina?
I didn't know Christina. I'd met Rhea.
She died.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my cousins.
Uh-huh.
There's her daughter there that what's her name? I can't remember names.
Not Brenda.
No.
How were you related to the Canadians?
My mama was a Canadian.
Your mama was a Canadian. And how many brothers and sisters in your family? You and Susan?
We had no brothers. We
no
had
brothers.
One brother that was started.
Uh-huh.
We had to send him away.
Oh.
We couldn't keep him in Kodiak.
Uh-huh.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
That's a shame. And then was it just you and your sister Susan, or were there any more?
We had one more sister, but she died with a childbirth.
Oh dear. Was that on a fog net?
Younger sister, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember when they used to take patients to Seward from a fog neck?
Gosh, that's a long trip.
Uh-huh.
If you had something seriously wrong with you, you were in trouble, weren't you?
Yeah.
Was there, did a nurse visit the village at all?
No, we didn't have no nurses or nothing.
Uh-huh. But there was a midwife, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. We had a midwife, a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Eunice's grandma.
Eunice's grandmother?
She was a nice midwife. She was my midwife, too, when I was born.
Wow. And what was her name?
Periscovia.
Periscovia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been reading about her in Lola's book.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Periscovia Gregoria. Her last name was Gregoria.
Uh-huh. So she birthed you. And was she the last midwife, or was there another one after her?
I don't remember if there was another one. I don't think so.
It must be nice having a few people from the old village here.
Yeah.
Even though it's a, I know it's frustrating when it's difficult to talk together anymore for some of them. You had a church in a fog neck all the time, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Now the church is mostly on the beach.
Mm-hmm. But there's still some of it left, I think. I've flown over there and you can still see some of it. Was there a priest that lived in the fog neck, or did you just have one that visited?
Oh, yeah, we always had a priest there.
Uh-huh.
Father Gerasim was a priest in the fog. But he died too.
You remember about when he died? Was it before the war or after the war?
Oh, after the war.
After the war. And then was there a Starasat or other readers from the village also?
Oh yeah. My father was a reader.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Chertin.
What was his first name?
Deacon.
Deacon?
Uh-huh. I see it's
Deacon. Uh-huh.
Deacon.
Did they have those services in Slavonic at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know mostly they're in English now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have things with the church like starring and all the other special holiday things?
Mm-hmm.
When people moved to Port Lions, did they still do that? Did they do starring? When they moved to Port Lions, did they still do starring at the church in Port Lions?
Yeah.
They did? How about masquerading?
Masquerading, all those holidays they used to have.
So those stayed the same in Port Lions. People still did those things. Or do you think they stopped doing them so much? Was there any change?
Sunny 11 now? I can't
it's
see
about,
that.
It's about 10 minutes to 11.
Uh-huh.
I think 11:30 she said they would come.
Yeah.
How about when you were growing up? Can you tell me some things about when you were growing up? Did you go to school?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated from 8th grade.
Was that the highest they had at the time?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Was that a territorial school or BIA school? Who? When you were there?
Territorial, huh?
Uh-huh. So the teachers were American?
Yeah.
Did you also go to Russian school?
Not much.
Not much?
We didn't have much. But we started, though. I started reading in Russian.
Was it the priest that taught the Russian school?
My father and the priest.
Your father and the priest?
My father was a...
He was the reader?
He was a reader, yeah. I'm thirsty. Could I have water, please?
Sure.
I'm getting hungry.
You're getting hungry? It's getting... Well, that's a good sign of life anyway. What other kinds of things do you remember doing when you were a kid?
I don't think I could remember everything.
Did you do, did you go berry picking?
It doesn't work right.
Uh-huh. Do you remember going berry picking?
Oh yeah, we used to go berry picking.
What kind of berries did you get?
We had salmon berries, blueberries.
Did they have any of the Kalinas up there at a Fog Neck?
Oh, yeah.
Did people make, when you were growing up, did people make things like jam, or did they put, did they
use... Oh, yeah, we used to make jam and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Put away for winter.
Uh-huh. Did you make any special native dishes? Did you eat berries with seal oil or spawn or anything like that? No.
Some people did, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Was it more, you think people who are more Aleut instead of Russian did those kind of things, or just...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At home, did you speak Aleut or Russian or English?
I used to speak Russian and English.
Russian and English.
Mm-hmm. And then... Boy, my back hurts. No.
What can we do for you? Did you speak Aleut some too? Did you speak Aleut?
My father didn't want us to learn to speak Aleut. I don't know why.
So
we learned a little from our friends.
Uh-huh.
We didn't speak very good Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
But still we knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't want us to learn to speak Aleut.
Was that your dad that didn't want you?
No.
Or the teacher?
Huh?
Was it the teacher that didn't want you to learn?
Our father.
Oh, your father. Uh-huh. Was he from Russia originally?
No, he was from a Fog Neck.
Uh-huh.
But he went to school in San Francisco.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Think so.
Because the girls are coming to get you up now if you want. It's only if you want to. Do you think you can get up
sure.
for 1 hour?
Uh-huh.
And they'll put you in the dining room for 1 hour, okay?
Yeah.
Your first time
Could
up.
Could I go now?
Yeah, they'll come and get you. They asked me and I said I'd come and ask
uh-huh.
you first.
You better supervise them.
Oh, they're good girls.
That sounds like a good change of pace.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to tell them to come in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I better get this out of the way. Let's see, we'll stop that for now.